I don't know who needs to hear this. I know I'm not the only one and I'm not alone because I know this has probably happened to many, many people. In fact, it has. At least a few I know. I live in a small area, okay? County's not that big. City's not that big. I've lived in a big city and I live in a small area, all right? I have observed a lot of people that are just down, unhappy, depressed. And it's not that I've just observed it over the years since living here, but people talk about it and you hear it. And I've realized that a lot of that has to do with over the past week of I've experienced is because people within the community are not giving the right, the God-given right to allow people to feel and to have any kind of opinion whatsoever. Business owners, your customers and clients are the ones that keep you thriving and surviving. If they're not happy, your business isn't going to be happy. And word of mouth gets around. I don't know why any business dealing with life would come off condescending, rude, in a very ill, disgusting manner. Well, I got to experience it. I'm going to have to say once again, I'm damn proud of myself with damn good therapy. I didn't handle it the way I used to. I would have given it back. But I literally sat there for a second before I responded and thought, okay, this has nothing to do with me. This person on the other end of the phone obviously have said this in this conversation twice, has led me to strongly believe that they too cannot feel, cannot voice their opinions. And sometimes we tend to take that out on somebody else who maybe have had a loss. We're not going to allow them to feel or have opinions either. And then there's some people in businesses that will protect the business owner, no matter even they know it's wrong. And heaven forbid they even have an inkling or say anything that they disagree. Behind the scenes, they get swiftly, quickly reprimanded. I don't get it. Because your business is never going to be successful and it's going to end up being not a good business when you do something that's wrong or you're negligent or something along those lines. And a customer and a client knows it and voices it, and you evade and avoid. And then you start acting very well, I wouldn't start acting, but you act very unprofessional and very rude and very condescending. But most importantly, people have a right to grieve, and you want to come in a very condescending tone and manner, and you're not allowing people to grieve, especially me. I'm allowed to goddamn grieve. And if you want to tell me I'm not, I'm going to say something. I have a right. I have a right to grieve, and I have a right to feel how I feel. And when services and taking care of life were not properly taken care of, I'm going to speak how I feel in my strong opinion, and I have that right when I'm a paying customer and client. Okay, I'm going to say this too, and I'm going to say this to the people in the county, and I don't care who's listening to the county, and you can forward this to anybody in the county, because this is a PSA and warning to you. When you have pets and you go for euthanization, I'm going to tell you right now, what's not normal, it is not normal for any veterinarian owner to not take two steps to make sure first that they administer something to make the pet comfortable, okay? So they don't feel that initial dosage, okay? Let's face it, we're humane and we make sure people on death row, when they get, when it's their time to go, we make sure that they get the proper administration of drugs, right? And if not, we're not going to continue with whatever they're using, gas, whatever needle, whatever way they use to for death row for the prisoners. But we will make sure that's politically correct. But when it comes to our pets, any veterinarian who doesn't take a two-step, and this is coming from other veterinarians and very large veterinarian groups out of the state I reside in, that gave their strong opinion, any veterinarian who does not do a two-step administration of the proper drugs when you are with your pet, and we're talking euthanization, which should be a proper humane way, right? To help our pets not suffer. You have any veterinarian, especially a veterinarian owner, who is not going to two-step process, and they're going to one step, and they want to hand you a pile of, you know what, I'm going to say it for everybody, bullshit, and telling you, oh, this is the way they do it now, and a lot of people do it. No, it's not. No, it's not. That's not. No, because I had it happen to me. Okay? I had it happen to me, not recent, but where I made a critical mistake was trusting the same veterinarian to care for another one of my beloved pets. Well, what they did the first time around, not doing it right with euthanization, and I got to see, you got to see how uncomfortable what happened to my pet. Okay? I never saw that veterinarian again, nor would I ever after that. But I put my trust that I could trust another veterinarian in that group. It proved me wrong. Because there's a lot of businesses where no matter you're right or wrong, you got other employees will work underneath the head honcho, and they will do and say, whatever they do, even though they know it's wrong. You'll have associates that work for businesses, and they know, the employees, they know what's wrong. They know it's wrong. And one of them voiced to me what was wrong going on, and I'm not going to get into what it was because I'm handling this in a different manner because I'm not the same person I was. Damn good therapy changes you. You handle it privately, and you handle it the way it needs to be handled. So this doesn't happen to somebody else. Somebody else's beloved pet, because your pets are part of your family, folks. They're part of your family. They're there for your birthdays. They're there for your highs. They're there for your lows. They're there for everything. They're there for more for you than human beings are for you. Because we're in a day-to-day society where nobody gives two rat's ass about one another. Nobody gives a damn. Sorry, saying it. Strong opinion. There's a lot of unhappy, miserable people where I live. Because there's a lot of nobody's allowed to feel. Nobody's entitled to their opinions. Nobody's like, everybody has to be, you know, I don't know, what, robots? I'm not sure. Okay? Anybody counting listen to this? You have a right to feel. You have a right to your opinion. You're allowed to grieve. Don't ever let somebody, I don't care what business owner or who you're dealing with, ever tell you otherwise and make you feel like you're not allowed to grieve. You're not allowed to have an opinion because that is damn straight not okay. And people who do that have went through their own darkness in their lifetime to where they weren't allowed to grieve and they weren't allowed to have an opinion. Okay. And some people feel better when somebody else has to go through what they have that makes them feel better. Well, that's a really twisted way to fucking think, isn't it? Excuse my French. Sorry, passionate about this. Like I said, I'm not going to do any more podcasts unless it's really something beneficial where everybody can learn from it. Because, sorry, sometimes, and this is the truth, not sometimes, but all the times, our greatest challenges and hardest of times bring the greatest wisdom and life lessons that you'll ever learn. The happy times bring happy memories, but the hard times, the really rough times, trying times and grieving times and things that are just downright damn cruel, bring the greatest wisdoms and lessons of all. You're allowed to feel. You're allowed to grieve. And I'm sorry, business owners, when you're dealing with life, you want to tell people that euthanization is just a one part, you're wrong. You're wrong. Majority rules, you're wrong. It's just a cheap, easy way for you not have to pay for extra medicine to make the pet comfortable. But if you're in a line of work and you're dealing with animals and you're not in it for the passion and the love and the heart and you're in it for the dollar, you're in the wrong line of work. Period. Because I'm not the first one. I'm realizing this stuff is going on. Sorry. Nobody wants to speak up. You're entitled to your opinion. Speak up. You're entitled to how you feel. Feel. If you keep allowing people to do things, what you're doing is you're allowing them to continue doing things. Okay, now they do it to you, they're going to do it to the next person, next person, next person. So what? It's okay for everybody else to go through what you've gone through? Well, if you got a voice, then use it. You got a heart, feel. You got your opinion, say it. Because all you're doing is giving the green light for someone to treat somebody else the exact same way that you went through. And is that okay? It's not okay. You're allowed to grieve. You're allowed to feel. Sorry, veterinarians out there. I don't care, owner, establishment, whatever. I don't care who you are. Strip your title. You're like everybody else. You're no better. You have to go to businesses yourself too. Okay? If you're not going to treat your kids the way you do pets, which are part of people's families, okay, then why are you treating them as such? Why are you treating people's pets as such? If you're not in it anymore, if you're not feeling it anymore, well, you know, and then you're in the wrong line of business. If you're in it for the dollar, you're in the wrong line of business, you know? But if you're controlling and dictating what people can say and feel and think, you know? And the first time around was my mistake. I got to see euthanization done wrong. The strong opinion by the veterinarians was done wrong. And that haunted me for a while. I told myself, I swear to myself, I'll never, ever let any of my beloved pets ever come near this person. Okay? And I didn't. But I took faith that somebody else would treat my pets with a level of respect. And instead, I waited a week for medical necessary meds that that pet should have had. Because my pet wanted to live. And they're my family. They're my everything. And I got to watch them suffer. And that's not okay. And I don't like using the word suffer, but they goddamn suffered. And that's not okay. And I'm not okay with it. Quietly behind the scenes, I'm handling it. And I'm handling it. But I want to make sure when I podcast that it's beneficial and it benefits everyone. First of all, euthanization is a two-step process. Make sure you demand your veterinarian uses a sedation drug before they go administering the drug that stops their heart. Period. If they don't want to do it and they give you a line of bullshit, and I'm going to say bullshit, then you take your pet and you find somewhere else to go. If that requires you got to state, then you do it. Because you got to think about what you're putting your pet through. Don't leave the room because you don't know what's going on unless you're present. Your pet, just like your kids, if something happened, would want you to be present. So this is where you're brave as a responsible adult and owner and part of a family. This is your family member. This is where you're brave for your beloved pet. And you make sure you're there. Because if it's not a two-step process, then that's inhumane. And I have my opinion, and I'm speaking it, and I'm going to say it till my last dying breath, because what I've witnessed was not okay. But to watch another veterinarian drop the ball, they had a week to prescribe medicine, and tell me they can't. They only have two drugs. You only have two drugs in your establishment to treat severe diarrhea for a cat, and you only have two drugs, and I have to play veterinarian, and then I have to literally scramble and go across state line, and another veterinarian is saying this is wrong. You need to get a hold of your veterinarian treating your pet because there are drugs they can call in. And if they can't call in, then they need to have drug compounded something. And I bring it to attention, and a business owner literally just doesn't even answer notes, not even getting to them. And people that are receptionists are literally telling me on the phone that they don't even agree what's going on. Okay? My pet was supposed to go to the out-of-state vet that I trusted, that I should have stayed with, and not gave a veterinarian group a second chance to be negligent as hell with my beloved pets that are my family. And if I had kids, this happened to my kids, I'd be the same goddamn way. That was my mistake. Great lesson I learned. My pet wanted to live. He fought his ass off, and I fought his ass. I fought alongside, but that's not goddamn okay. How you treated my pet is not goddamn okay. And I'm not okay with it. But I realize that I'm not the only one you've treated pets like this. I'm just one of many, but very few, that realize they have the right to speak up, voice their opinion, and most importantly, have some goddamn emotion. It's called grieving. You work for any veterinary establishment and you sit there on a phone and want to sit there and act like a client and a customer has no right to grieve, then you must have went through your own issues and problems behind the scenes, whether it's the same veterinarian or somebody you're working for, or you're around, or something must have happened. But that doesn't give you the green light and okay to go taking it out on customers and other people that have experienced loss with their family members, which are their beloved pets, and take it out on them. Because that's what you did. You took it out on me, and that's not okay. But you had a week to prescribe a medicine. And when somebody goes on vacation, another veterinarian should be covering them. And when I'm calling and you're not returning my calls and you're saying you're leaving a note, and then another receptionist says that that note never got to you, you just now dropped another ball of 5 days. And then I have to call another veterinarian who's telling me to call back that, listen, they need to get something right away. And then guess what happens, folks? It's too late. I was supposed to take him to a vet out of state, a reputable vet that I've trusted and I have seen, I've went to for a long, long time. When I moved out of state, I had to change, okay? I'm in an area that's limited with veterinary services. There's not enough. So let's face it, the monopoly, they know they've got you. No, they don't. You take that extra time to drive across state lines. If somebody screws up in a veterinary establishment, don't give an opportunity to figure out, okay, is the rest of the veterinarians going to treat my pet? Maybe they are the same. Don't even question it, because that's where I went wrong. That's where I take ownership of my mistake, but it's never going to happen again. But what I'm hearing and talking to people, and I'm not the first one this happened to, especially when it comes to euthanization, it's a two-step process, folks. It's not one. Any vet who uses a one-step process to watch and suffer, your pets suffer and feel what they're feeling with these drugs going to their heart, stop their heart and their organs, you're out of your goddamn mind. That is cruel as hell. Sorry, I'm entitled to my opinion, I'm going to say it. I am so passionate about this right now because what I saw witness was bullshit. And then I believe somebody else may have a bigger heart. But you got no problem taking my money. You got no problem taking the money. You got no problem at all taking the money. But you have no problem at all not returning phone calls and knowing when something's medically necessity and I'm telling you and it's urgent and you avoid and evade and you don't call back. You decide to call back whenever you want. And then you wonder why the pet passed away. And then have the audacity, anybody working for any veterinary business, to sit there and say, and any people who know me know how passionate I am about my animals, I have taken in animals that have been abused, neglected, sick, the unwanted. I'm taking care of and giving my heart and soul and everything I got to the animals that everybody did not want, that abused, that neglected. Okay? And if I went into foster care with kids, I'd be just as passionate because that's just me. I'm a true empath right down to the very core. But when someone's sitting there on the phone and has audacity, instead, you don't want to allow me to grieve. Instead, you want to protect the business and whatever the hell. And you know it's wrong. You know it's wrong. Okay? You know it's wrong. You know what happens wrong. Sometimes it's easier just to admit, sorry it happened that way. You're right. I'm sorry. It shouldn't have happened. You shouldn't have had to wait a week. It's right. But instead, you want to use excuses. And then you get really foul. Let's face it. I could have got really foul back with you. I'm not going to stoop to your level. That's where good therapy counseling came into play right there. Because I realized I've listened. This person on their end obviously went through their own lack of grieving and lack of feeling, or they're just not able to feel at all. Are they married to this person? Are they doing this stuff? I have no idea. Euthanization, you married to them? I have no idea what's going on. I don't know. I'm just guessing. But other people going through the same thing. Euthanization, folks. It's a two-step process. If you don't see a sedation and you better ask, then you better go take your pet. You better go somewhere else. You don't want to be haunted by what I went through, experience, and other people have, what you see, because it's not okay. And it doesn't go away, and mentally it doesn't magically go away, okay? And second of all, when your pet is sick and it's something as basic as diarrhea, and you want to use an excuse that you have nothing but two drugs in your establishment, and you say you cannot call in a medicine at a pharmacy for a pet is nothing but a line of bullshit excuse. You know what the end result was, folks? My pet died. Thank God my pet at least died. Well, I made sure to comfort him and hold him and to know I was there for him and let him know it shouldn't have to end this way. It should have never happened. The audacity of a person to sit there, work for establishment, and tell me that you should have went to an emergency animal care, knowing that I literally called the care out of state and they refer me to another care out of state because they're backed up. There's only three emergency cares after hours. And then I call the other one and they're saying, well, you should have went to the other one. I already went to the other one. I called before I drove out there. And that was a 3-hour wait because there was emergency surgeries because they're limited on staff after hours. And they told me, it's not even a guarantee we're going to be able to take your pet in. Ma'am, your best thing is to take your pet home and call your veterinarian right away that you need this medicine. But you didn't give me the medicine still. You made me wait a week. But most importantly, you made a pet suffering wait a week. I waited for you. You're supposed to be the doctor. You're supposed to be the veterinarian. You're supposed to be caring for people's pets. And you failed me and you failed my pet. And that's never okay. It's not okay. It's never going to be okay. People in the county, you better start speaking up. I've noticed this since I moved in. People are downright angry. They're mad. They're upset. They're not happy. If it has to do with business or so whatever the hell it is, you need to speak up. Business owners, you are never going to be as successful as you're going to be if you don't own up when you screw up and you mess up. And make it right with the client and customer. Okay? No one's perfect, and you're not either. So when you drop the ball and you goof up and you screw up and you mess the hell up and it involves a life and people lose the life of their beloved pets? My pet slept with me every damn day. While I'm under oncology care, my pet's sleeping next to me. I lost my pet because of you. Because you failed to take care of me as a client, but most importantly, you failed my pet. And you on the phone want to sit there and make it seem like I don't have a right to grieve? You're wrong. I suggest you yourself get some counseling because you got some stuff going on behind the scenes. Obviously, you weren't allowed to grieve or feel. Because that's not okay. But it's never okay to sit there when a client is upset and they're grieving and to sit there and get downright nasty on the phone. You better be glad because I'm sure there's probably other clients that have cussed your ass out that I'm not that one anymore. Because back in the day, I probably would let you have it. But I realized, wow, it takes a hell of a person to sit there and not let people grieve. But it takes one hell of a person in a group, I don't care what business you are, when you mess up and you screw up, that you want to find every excuse not to own up. It's a lot easier to just say, I'm sorry I messed up. And take accountability, like normal businesses do. The most successful businesses, you know what they do when they mess up? They own up and they fess up and they apologize. And they use some kindness and compassion because that's what the world lacks and they need. Everybody needs it. Those are the successful businesses. You know what the non-successful businesses are? The ones that in time don't survive, they don't thrive, are the ones that continue doing things like I experienced. And when the customer or the client calls and they're concerned, they're shut down, they're spoke over, and they're made to feel like they're not allowed to have an opinion and they're right no matter what, even if it means the loss of their beloved family member, their pet. I will never ever podcast, I said, until it is, and I know it's podcast worthy here on out because I'm focusing on my beloved pets and my life. But I realized I should have never put faith and trust when they screwed up the first time to let it happen again. Wasn't the same veterinarian, but I took faith in the other one. But to use an excuse per another reputable, large-ass veterinarian group out of state to sit there and say that you only have access as a veterinarian, a licensed state veterinarian with the state, that you don't have access but to two drugs for diarrhea, severe diarrhea for a cat, and you're not utilizing them, utilizing the power you have to call it in, is negligent as hell. It's goddamn negligent. And you drop the ball. But you have the audacity to sit there and you want to argue about what you did? Sorry, I'm going to say it. You killed my pet by you not calling the prescription that I needed. I waited and I put my faith and time in you. And I did as a responsible pet parent would do, like I would with a child of my own, is I called around the emergency after hours care and was actually out the door with the first one. Call me back. Please don't come here. We have an emergency going on and we're sending everybody over to the other one. Okay, where is this at? Well, you may want to call them first, ma'am, because we're sending everybody over there. Okay, well, they're sending you over here. Well, everybody else is being sent over here. Okay, it's a 3-hour wait. But now it doesn't guarantee you'll see your pet. Okay, now what should you do? You should go to this one. This one is not even taking anymore. And then you want to sit there on the phone. Where else did you think I was going to take them? I don't have a private plane because I would have took them there. I will never be okay with this. I have a right to grieve and feel however I want. And however long that process lasts and takes me, I will allow it. Folks, you're allowed to grieve and you're allowed to grieve however you want. Mad, sad, glad, happy, it doesn't matter. It's called feeling. It's called emotion. It's called having a heart. And that's what God gave you. You allow your process to grieve however it means, however ways you need to grieve the loss of your family member. Just like if you lost a family member that was a human being. But ironically, I think everybody can agree, we're closer to our pets than we are people. Because people lost their heart. They lost their compassion. They lost their soul. They lost their care for one another. And it started dwindling down when COVID hit. We become so numb to death and suffering. And this is the truth. I'm sorry. People have become numb. They just don't care about one another. Oh, you're sick. It's a bird. No, well, it'll die soon or whatever. Sorry. It sounds gruesome and grim, but it's the truth. I'm just saying what everybody's feeling. But what I've dealt with and I have dealt with for the past week is not okay. It's not okay. And privately behind the scenes, I'm going to make sure with everything I got to. There's nothing to lose and everything to gain. by making sure this never happens again, because I would never want another family to have to experience what I've went through with euthanization, not taking a two-step process, given a bullshit excuse that all some veterinarians don't use two-step, and literally watching the pet, my pet, when that dose, I wanted to go across the counter. I was so irate. I was so shocked. I just wanted to get the hell out of there. And then I put faith and trust that another veterinarian would have a little bit more compassion and blew it too. But somebody said, are you sure the other one's not controlling the one? Are you sure they're not controlling every move they make? Because it sounds like to me that may be what was happening. When you're not getting phone calls, you're not getting calls returned, no calls returned. You're sure they're not being controlled by the other veterinarian? Because that's, ma'am, what it sounds like is happening. You had a right, ma'am, per veterinarian large group this morning. You had a right for your pet to be cared, loved, and respected. You as a client and your pet as your pet. Okay? You had a right to make sure that the medicine and the attention they needed was taken care of same day when they're there at their office and not blown off and brushed off during Easter holiday. And then an associate saying that they didn't even think it was right. You're right. You shouldn't have to wait. And that's a long time, ma'am. But, you know, I wish you well. At least that young lady has some kindness and compassion. But you're in the wrong place. Okay? You wait. It's too late. You want to act like when I call this morning. You want to act like my pet's death is surprising? My answer was clear back to you. What do you expect? You had a week and you dropped the ball. I didn't even have a chance. Because when the time came and his heart started acting and started, I mean, let's just face it. When he started dying, the process was so quick, I didn't have time to blink. I'm still in goddamn shock. It just happened yesterday, but you've had a whole week. And you stressed the living hell out of me. And I've done everything I could in the proper ways and means. Folks, don't blame yourself. Don't blame yourself, because when you lose a pet, I know everybody does it, and I've done it before with pets before, is you look for anything. Did I do it right? Did I do it right? Did I not do this? Did I not do that? Is it my fault? Then you start getting the feeling of guilt. Is it my fault? It's my fault. It's not your fault. If you know you've done everything, it's not your fault. A lot of times it's not your fault. And it's hard to face that and understand it's not your fault, because our pets are our family. They're our everything. They're there for us more than any human being will ever be. And as generations go on, that feeling only gets stronger, because we have lacked heart and compassion for one another. And that's the truth. And it's only getting worse, folks. Only get worse. Sorry, it's out of my opinion. No? But when a veterinarian drops the ball, don't ever let them try to gaslight your ass and act like it's your damn fault. Because you know it's not your fault. You know your truth. You know what's right. And you know what's wrong. And you business owners out there, you're not going to be successful when you don't own up to your mistakes. And when it involves pets and lives, sometimes you just got to swallow your pride and own up to your mistakes. You did not take the time when it was an urgent matter to take things seriously when I was calling time and time again and you just failed and didn't want to listen. And then when I finally had to get another veterinarian out of state involved and they said, you need to call them back, please call them back for me because you've been a client forever here and I know how you treat your pets just like children. You need to call them back and you demand that they call something in. And then you let me know if they don't. And all of a sudden, folks, you know, miraculously, 7 days too late, they call and say they called something in another pharmacy out of state. They have it compounded. Guess what? My pet died before they had time to pick up the med. So don't you dare ever blame me for your negligence and your goddamn mistake. But don't ever sit there and tell clients that they don't have a right to feel and get lippy and snappy on the phone. Evade avoid phone calls. You know why? Because sometimes it's hard to swallow our pride to admit as business owners when we're wrong. But sometimes you have to do it because everybody in the day has a conscience. I don't know how you go through your day without having one. That's all I got to say. So euthanization, for everyone listening, I don't care where you reside. I don't care where it's at in the United States. I don't know how they do it out of the country, but I'll tell you right now, out of the States, if it's not a two-step process and they're not, you make sure to tell them, hey, listen, I need a sedation drug before you go giving the final drug. You make sure it's a two-step process, folks. If it's not, get the hell out of there. Because that's some cruel-ass twisted way Okay. That's not okay. And you don't want to watch your pet suffer. Hell, I've dealt with and what people I've talked to have also experienced. Don't do it. It just takes one person to speak up to let other people know, wow, it is okay to think. It is okay to feel. It's okay to speak up. It's okay. You're human. We're all human. Don't feel like you can't voice how you feel. And don't ever feel like you can't grieve. Or don't ever let people, some twisted ass son of a, you know what, people out there in the world, make you feel otherwise and think that you can't grieve. You'll have a right to feel and go through that grieving process no matter how long it takes. This is your pet. This is your family members. And they're there more for anybody else will ever be there for you. And as an oncology patient with a poor prognosis and where I'm at in my journey, this is my goddamn family. I got to wake up this morning and the pet that was there for me, I got to wake up and not have him there. So you son of a bitches, you took his goddamn life. You had a week to get that medicine straight and you failed me. Don't you dare do it to anybody else. And don't you dare euthanize without giving us a humane, at least a humane injection before you do so. Because you're really hurting some people. Amen.